A strong aftershock rattled China's Sichuan province today. The region is struggling to cope with the widespread devastation caused by Monday's earthquake. Today's aftershock caused further landslides and panic. The official death toll announced by the government is now more than 22,000 people. Millions have been left homeless. 30,000 displaced people have taken refuge in a stadium in the city of Mianyang. The world's Mary Kay Magsat visited the stadium today.
As you approach Mianyang's flashy new stadium, you see truckloads of clothes, water, and food being brought in for the ever-growing crowd of earthquake survivors inside. Go closer and you'll see medical tents, food tents, and workers with tanks on their backs and hoses in their hands going around sterilizing the place. The bathrooms have been sprayed so heavily, it makes your eyes hurt. All around the stadium is a carpet of people, many from the badly hit area of Beichuan. They use mounds of donated clothes as bedding. Some sleep, some sit and chat quietly. Some, like Tian Yun Cui, stare bleakly into space. When I ask if I can talk with her, she buries her head in her arms and sobs silently. My child is missing, she says, and weeps some more. After a few minutes, she's able to talk. She says her home and all that was in it was flattened by a landslide caused by the earthquake. Her 11-year-old child is fine and with relatives, but her 15-year-old son was in school when the quake struck, and she hasn't seen him since. Her husband has gone off to search for the boy, and Tian is left here alone, with way too much time to fear the worst. Not far from her is a sweet-faced young factory worker named Wang Chuan, in silver shoes and her factory smock. Her boyfriend sits beside her. Wang already knows who she's lost in the quake. Her father, two uncles, and several friends from her factory.
Sometimes, just don't know what to do. It's really helpless. For me, it's relatively better because I know that some of my family are confirmed that they are gone. But in terms of my boyfriend, some family members are still missing. One of the reasons that we're still staying here is that we are still waiting and hope there will be more people coming from the disaster zones.
Wang says her newly widowed mother left earlier today to stay with relatives because she couldn't stand hearing more bad news, more deaths of people she knew and loved, brought by new arrivals here. Wang says she herself feels stressed because her family's home is destroyed, and the factory where she worked is so damaged, she no longer has a job. At least she has her boyfriend to talk to, she says, but counseling might be nice too. There is a counseling center outside, in a hot, camouflage tent. When I stop by to check it out, I find psychologist Liu Longqi sitting there alone. He says he's part of a team of 20.
Very few people have come here to get help. So there another main way of working is just to go into them, because we're experts in psychology. From their expression, especially from their way of behaving, we can tell that which kind of people are abnormal.
I ask how many people have come here so far. Five, he says. And how many have agreed to talk to counselors who went inside? More, he says. 20. That's 20 out of 30,000 earthquake survivors camped in and around this stadium. Counseling is a relatively new service in China. Even a decade ago, there was a stigma here about seeking psychological help. Now, helplines and counselors abound, but old attitudes linger. China's state-run media have run reports of people comforting earthquake survivors by telling them, "Don't cry, a lot of other people have the same problems." Dr. Liu says his center takes the opposite approach with those who seek help.
Just to let them go, just let them pour out their emotions, release their emotions, release their depression, release their grief. And after they've talked all out about their grief and depression, their sadness, their emotion will naturally be better.
So far, there don't seem to be a lot of takers. Some may not want to appear weak or self-indulgent. Some may fear what pouring out their emotions could unleash. Tian, the mother searching for her son, says she's not going to any counselor until she knows her boy is safe. For the world, I'm Mary Kay Magstad, Mian Yang, China.